Hey, this is Jodie. I was talking to some friends today about the written word versus the spoken word. And we were talking about how there is always comment made in the traditional media. Traditional media, I always call it, being television, radio, news, printed media like newspapers, versus the internet, because there's so many different things on the internet that you can use to communicate with people. But I was more referring to the written word, which could incorporate texting, it could incorporate emailing, it can also incorporate blogs. And a lot of people are using those formats now and abbreviating when they're typing, just to make the speech pattern perhaps, or the pattern of words a little bit more trendy perhaps, or just to make it quicker, abbreviating it, like shorthand. And I don't see a problem with that. You still have to wrap your mind around what you're typing. As long as you know how to type things properly, I don't see a problem with it. But I have the opposite problem. I have quite an elaborate pattern of speech when I type. But I don't use that same level when I speak. So I'm not sure why that is. I always think better when I'm typing. So if somebody says to me, can you help me word this, because people think that I type quite well and always communicate quite well via emails, etc. I actually can't think of how to format my thoughts correctly without actually starting to type something. And I thought that was interesting, because a few of my friends have the opposite, where they like to, they speak very well. I don't believe I speak very well. And they almost dumb things down when they type and abbreviate things. It's not really dumbing it down, but I don't know. I hope you understand what I'm saying, because I don't mean to criticise them, but I always find it fascinating. I do not speak the same way as I type emails. When people meet me for the first time, they're quite shocked by, if they've been receiving my emails, I guess that I'm quite down to earth, perhaps, and I'm not who they thought I was, an ogre perhaps. But I was curious if anybody else has that problem. Do you dumb down your written word, or do you dumb down your spoken word, or is it exactly the same pattern? And I'm not quite sure why I speak differently to the way I type or write. Oh, there's somebody on the roof next door. Pervert. So yeah, that's always made me curious what other people do. I often think people dumb down when they're emailing, not intentionally, but yeah, curious, interesting thought.